You two slicked up dudes yonder, outside, I want to talk to you.
Here we go.
Are you speaking to us, jackass, or are you braying at an early moon?
About half of the men and women in the big dining room did their best to hide smiles. And that told the brothers that the big ranchers in the area were not all loved, providing these hands came from one of the big three, and both brothers were sure of that.
You talking to me?
You're the only person in the room braying.
Rusty was so mad he looked like he was about to explode. Sam turned around and stared at the red-faced foreman of the lightning spread.
Go away, we're trying to order supper.
Rusty marched over to the table, his men right behind him. They ringed the table.
By God, Saddlebum. You'll learn that when a lightning man tells you to do something, you'll do it.
I doubt it.
Rusty reached down, clamped a hand on Matt's good shirt, and jerked him to his boots.
You tore my shirt. I like this shirt. Oh!
Matt punched the foreman. Sam rammed his chair back, knocking the puncher sprawling. And a split second later, he jammed the square corner table into another lightning hand's groin. Sam came up fast and grabbed a chair, splintering it over the fourth puncher's head and knocking him to the floor.
Get that son of a bitch, Tulsa.
The puncher on his knees moaned as Tulsa was getting up off the floor. Sam got set, a strange smile on his lips. Matt had backed Rusty into a corner and was concentrating on beating the stuffing out of him. The initial blow had caught the foreman off guard and had been powerful enough to stun him. Now Matt was going to finish it. Rusty swung and Matt ducked that one and the left that followed it. He grabbed the man's left forearm and slung him across the room. Rusty wiped out a row of tables as he spun out of control, with Matt right behind him. Rusty hit the wall and looked confused for a moment. Then Matt was all over him.
Hurry up, dammit! Quit showing off!
Matt rocked the man's head from side to side, bloodying his mouth, busting his nose, pulping one ear. He finished the foreman with a thundering right to the man's belly. Rusty slumped to the floor, out of action. Sam was dealing his opponent some real misery. The man's eyes were glazed and his mouth and nose were smashed and bloody. Sam hit him one more time and the man kissed the floor. Then Matt and Sam turned on the man who had met the corner of the table. Matt left him to Sam and looked around just as Rusty was staggering to his feet. Matt grabbed the man by the seat of his pants and his shirt collar and ran him across the room and through the window. Rusty impacted against the south end of a hitch rail, did a real nifty little flip, and landed in a horse trough. Matt stepped through the broken window, dragged the man out of the trough, and retrieved Rusty's poke sack from his pocket. He stepped back into the dining room. Mr. Dale and the others had lined up on the boardwalk in front of the Red Dog, disbelief in their eyes. But it wasn't over yet. Matt counted out a few bills and held them up while Sam was gathering money from the other bully boys.
This is for my shirt, folks.
He tossed the rest onto a table.
And that will pay for the expenses, along with what money we pull from these other galoots.
Ripped my brand new trousers.
Sam counted out enough for a new pair of pants and tossed the rest of the money onto the table. There was over $100 in gold and greenbacks. They returned to their table, righted it, found chairs, and sat down.
Now, can we please have something to eat?